You're listening to SBS News.
Creating colourful fabric is a focus for Sister Lei To, who's part of a weaving group in Perth.
Clothes that I make myself, when I wear it, I feel like I'm happy, proud of myself that I make the clothes.
Ms. To is among 15,000 Karen in Australia. Like many, she fled conflict in her homeland, Myanmar.
Because the military came to our village very often, they wanted to destroy, burned out the house, sometimes also looting and killing. We can't live there anymore, so we moved to Thai refugee camps.
The Karen are a large ethnic group in Myanmar, and weaving is central to their cultural identity. However, civil war following a military coup in 2021 has forced thousands to flee. Many struggle to survive harsh conditions in camps along the Thai border. Mulay Song Sang explains.
Karen people who are living in refugee camps and facing lots of problems at the moment due to the food shortage and also the health care services. There's still lots of needs.
With limited access to work, many families barely subsist, but returning to Myanmar is too dangerous. Thousands of civilians have died in recent conflict, and agencies estimate around 30,000 were detained. A United Nations report released this week, drawing on more than 1,300 sources, also documents systemic torture over the past year. Dr. Grant Tom is Advocacy Coordinator at the Refugee Council of Australia and recently back from a fact-finding mission. He says
conditions for Karen communities in refugee camps are becoming dire. Cuts to international assistance, including US aid, are impacting food security.
There's 9 camps on the Thai-Burma border with over 100,000 people. They're totally dependent on aid. And so when there are significant cuts to aid, this has created incredible hardships for the people in the camps. The Karen are one of those groups that are particularly suffering.
Many Karen, including Mulay Song Sang, have sought safety elsewhere, including Australia.
I was so excited and so happy to come to Australia because I know that if I come to here, there will be more like freedom. Don't need to be afraid of anything. Whatever we want to learn, we have nothing stop us from, you know, going to school.
However, like many Karen, Ms. Song Sang fears traditional Karen skills like weaving are in danger of being lost. So 2 years ago, she revitalized a weaving group in the Perth suburb of Mirrabooka.
It's really important pathway to healing, like because we are from a refugee background and we have like some lots of trauma.
Each week, a group of Karen women meet to work on their creative designs.
Back in our culture, blue, red, and white is the famous color. Red represents bravery. So every Friday, this room comes alive, like it's full of fun, joy, and they produce really nice crafts. And we also sell some of our product, and they can get some of their, you know, income.
As it has been for centuries, Karen cloth is made on handheld looms carved from recycled timber. Ms. Song Sang says some is collected from the roadside.
We just use whatever around like our environment. We use like whatever we have, like bamboo, you know, wood, and then our elderly men make it into the shape.
Skills are passed from mother to daughter. Ms. To says weaving cloth helps Karen women to celebrate and preserve their unique cultural identity.
It is really important to keep it alive and also to practice and to remember the culture and the skill that our great-grandparents have and then show it to the next generation.
Christopher Tan, SBS News.